The Selby Avenue Brass Band is no stranger to the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, but this year they'll be accompanied by jazz vocalist, educator, actor, and activist Thomasina Petras. I got the chance to speak with the band leader Tom Wells and Thomasina prior to their headlining performance. In addition to original compositions and line dances, the band will be performing a rearranged version of Don't Buy the Lie, an anti-ICE anthem composed and performed by Thomasina Petras and Kashi Mana.
Also, Brass Solidarity was thinking of getting a hold of it, too. So we're excited to see. If you haven't heard the song yet, you can check it out on all
we've
platforms.
We've been playing it. We've been
Thank
having it
Thank you. I've heard
here.
It a couple times.
Yes.
Appreciate it. So the love and everything around that is still there. So we're excited to do that. And we've got some other, like, really fun songs. One involving a fan.
Ooh.
Yeah, if you are familiar with the boots on the ground phenomenon
yes.
that's going on.
Oh, my
on.
God.
We're going to do Boots on the Ground.
So
we've
we'll
got
all
the,
be able to do the
Selby
dance
Avenue,
it.
The Selby second liners who've done the Selby Jazz Festival the last 5 years. Some dancers going to be on the front of the stage doing that with us. That'll close out the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can't do anything after that's done.
And Tom's doing the dance, too. Ooh. He called me last week. He's like, you know, I've been thinking about this dance, and I don't know if playing the tuba and trying to, I said, don't even go there. You're not getting out of doing the dance. Because if people see you doing the dance and playing tuba, everybody's
right,
going to be up.
Exactly.
Popping fans, busting hips and knees. You know.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, I've been saying that the Sears Jazz Fest is falling on Juneteenth weekend. Mm-hmm. And so just, I'm really excited to hear that spirit, that liberatory spirit, that jubilation
Absolutely.
Coming from y'all.
Absolutely. Well, we, if
we're doing,
any band
Keep Your Eyes on the Prize that was specifically chosen for, because it's Juneteenth.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And then Sharon Jones, too. We always got to put Sharon Jones' version of
This Land Is Your
this
Land.
Yeah, we do a different version, and I've added my own lyrics, which I'm known to do. But it's about feeling free and actually being free and owning that.
Mm.
That's what we're bringing.
Absolutely.
So.
And that's going to be so needed. I think just, you know, we here in the city, we've been through so much. And so I'm excited to just experience that collective communal celebration and for y'all to kick it off. Like I said, it's going to be hard to follow what I'm hearing.
Well, you know what's so great about Selby, about the brass band and a vocalist, is you don't usually have those two things together.
True.
And so we've been doing this for a number of years, and when people see us and hear us, we always get that response, because people are used to, well, when I first started it out, people are used to hearing me with a trio or upright bass, you know, the traditional classic jazz where I started with Ella and Billy first. Sorry,
yeah.
Billy,
yeah.
Ella, Lena, Hazel, Nina, all of that, right? Abby Lincoln. And so that's my roots. That's how I was formed and forged with Cornbread Harris as my mentor.
Absolutely.
And Billy Holloman, wherever he is in the universe. They really cemented that. But from that, there's a sense of freedom that you start exploring once you have those roots. And so I've been just blessed to be able to drag all of that around in theater and all other kinds of music. And people have invited me to try things. And how I write, you know, the Don't Buy the Lie song is so different from anything from the blues I've yelled to the jazz I've crooned. It's the way I write is different. And that's the other cool thing, is Tom Wells is a great songwriter. And he's got originals in here, too.
Tom, talk about the originals.
Oh, the originals. There's the one called 3-2-1. It's a jazz waltz where Thomasina and Marilyn, our saxophone player, sort of get into an argument where Thomasina likes to feel it in 3, Marilyn likes to feel it in 2, and then we sort of make the connection between multiculturalism and polyrhythms.
Right.
That you don't have to choose, you can have both.
Absolutely.
So that's one example. Another one, I See the Latin in You, which is a really nice salsa tune. So we got a number of things that are like that in there, yeah.
Well, I would love to give our listeners just a little tease, a little taste of what to expect. I have Don't Buy the Lie queued up. I also have Latin Impressions. So I'm going to just press play on one of these, and then let's hear it, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
All right.
That sounds
good.
Cool. All right, let's hear Don't Buy the Lie. This is Thomasina Petrus and Kashi Mana, and you're listening to The Afternoon Cruise. I'm Yancey here with Thomasina Petrus and Tom Wells, who will be performing at this year's Twin Cities Jazz Festival, the Selby Avenue Brass Band. I know it's on the Mears Park main stage. I know it's on Friday.
4 o'clock.
Four o'clock.
There we go. All right. Stay tuned. It's Jazz 88.
Head in my hands. Oh, you got me thinking. Sometimes I don't understand why you want me drinking. I've got my head in my hands. Oh, you got me fussing. You done upped up my plans. Now you got me cussing. Why you want me naked? Why you want me bruised? Why you want me frightened? Hopeless and confused. It's gonna cost you too. When they hurt me, they hurt you. We're all connected. Can't you see? None of us are free. Till all of us are free. You don't care who I am. You don't wanna know me. You just wanna cause harm. Told the world you'd show me. You ignore what is true. Rather be blind than see me. But the shame is on you, 'cause you could never own what's always been free. So afraid to face it, so afraid of truth. Mothers nursing hatred. What's this world coming to? Don't buy the lie.
You're listening to an interview with Thomasina Petrus and Selby Avenue Brass Band leader Tom Wells. Our conversation lingered on shared histories, North High Polar Pride, commemorating Juneteenth, and the community of artists and musicians that make the local arts ecosystem thrive.
Now that we're able to collaborate, and it's the same thing. She's a singer, and she does the same thing. It's this woman belongs in front of people on stage, in front of people.
Right. I know that's right.
I think do love it.
That's so beautiful. I appreciate you sharing that memory, and I think it just speaks to the strength of the creative ecosystem here in the Twin Cities. You know, speaking even of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival, I performed there as a young person in the Dakota Combo. I got to announce the youth stage, and here I am interviewing the youth vocalist that will be performing and getting to speak with you all. You know, you're bringing up Walker West. I am an alumni of Walker West. That's where I got my start. Shout out to Mr. Z.
Yeah.
So there's such an interconnectedness that is here in the Twin Cities, and I think it's beautiful to see it sort of come into fruition at this festival, all of the different entities and orgs that we've all, you know, come across and interacted with and collaborated with throughout time. It's a beautiful thing.
It's so true. And, you know, we talk about the arts part of of North and how we're all connected that way. But truly, when I get together with artists who are in their profession now because of North, we talk about how actually North High saved our lives. And it's not figurative. It's not metaphorical. It is true, like literally saved our lives. And I know it's true for me. And I know my friend, my dear friend, Peter Macon, who's a visual artist, was just in town here. And Tom Wells here was, we all went to his showing, the showing at our old teacher, George Roberts' studio.
Yes,
which
Homewood.
Homewood, yep. Peyton Russell has just taken over, another fellow student and alumni.
And your grandfather was involved with
and,
that.
And had exhibits there, that book exhibit that was there. So it's the arts community is so rich just in this little nugget that we're talking about right now, about five people who've really made our community so rich with their art and their heart and what they put in their art and their ideas, and that our community is just willing to explore and support people who want to explore their arts. And so, you know, it's we're a manifestation of that, you know. A jazz vocalist playing with a brass band.
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk it? I can't even remember how we actually got together.
Did you call me? No, you were singing at the Selby Jazz Festival.
Okay.
And shout out to the Selby
Jazz Fest. Coming up in
September. And our band was playing it, and it happened right in front of my house. So you and I were sitting on my front porch.
That's right.
And I said, hey, what do you think about singing with us sometime?
Yeah.
And so we started doing that. Maurice Jacox would sing with us.
That's
the two
right.
of you guys.
Talk about an amazing voice.
Yeah. And so we started doing that, and it's been 15, 20 years. I've lost track.
It's
but yeah, a long time.
Amazing.
A legacy, a lineage in the making, and I'm honored to amplify that. Again, you're
Thank
listening
you.
To the voices of Tom Wells of the Selby Avenue Brass Band. I'm here with Thomasina Petras. They'll both be performing 4 p.m. Friday on Juneteenth at the Mears Park main stage, this year's Twin Cities Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Can I say, we've only printed like literally 50 shirts. They are the cutest t-shirts.
I didn't even know that.
Listen, well, I have merch for the Don't Buy the Lie t-shirt.
Okay,
so that's been doing great. So I'll be bringing those shirts as well.
Nice.
But we have only 50 t-shirts that our trombone player, Chris Fulton, designed.
Wow.
They are so adorable. And they're so colorful and so adorable. There are only 50. So when people see us, they need to get that shirt because it's going to be like a collector's item.
First come, first serve.
And we're going
to learning
sign
how
them.
To be a business person by listening to this woman here.
But it's so fun. He did such a great job, and it's just a fun shirt, and we're going to sign it. And each year it'll
sweet.
Be like the collecting a Santa bear every year.
I love that.
That'll be worth
$1 million.
You heard
it here.
Someday.
You got the exclusive for listeners. There's 50 shirts available
Only
for the
50.
Selby Avenue Brass Band. Get there.
Well, the cashew brittle will be there, too.
The cashew brittle will be there. We're going to have some of that.
I didn't want to ask. I was like, let's focus on the music. But, Thomasina makes, the most delicious.
It upstages me every time.
Cashew brittle.
I see people walking toward me, and they're like, And I could have just performed brain surgery on them. And they'll be like, I lived through it. Do you have brittle?
You'll have a lot more sweet things than brittle at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. Well, I want to thank you both so much for coming and
thank
sharing
you.
and prefacing this performance, this sort of meld, brass, jazz, and just the energy, the jubilee that we're going to experience. I'm really excited to see it. And I'm just curious if y'all have anything else you want our listeners to know ahead of the fest, or just in general, how can we maybe keep abreast of what y'all have going on?
Thomasina has a website.
I kind of have a website. I'm trying to be better at it. It's thomasinasmusic.square.site.
Okay.
So thomasinasmusic.square.
Beautiful.
The t-shirt's on there. The video is on there for people to watch of Don't Buy the Lie.
Yes.
But more important than anything, we're honored to be singing on Juneteenth. I don't want to get anything twisted about the meaning and the purpose of Juneteenth. If it was any other day, it would be a great gig. We'd be having fun. But don't miss the opportunity to dig a little deeper into the history of Juneteenth, peel back those layers, and understand why we are so joyful to be celebrating freedom.
Absolutely.
And reminding people that in a blink of an eye, people are consciously working to take it back away again every moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... an ambiguous entity like a piece of bubblegum. Black people or people of color are fighting against some weird entity. It's other people who are actively fighting to take things away from other people. Mm. And so we are in the midst of that right now, again. Yep. So as we are celebrating and dancing with each other in community, and there's every color there, because that's what jazz did. It brought everybody together, which is why jazz was vilified in the first place. Mm-hmm. And now here we are celebrating jazz and keeping jazz alive. And when we do that, when we focus on the reason why jazz is so important, we realize the historical connection to it. And Juneteenth is right in there. So
absolutely,
everybody needs to be celebrating Juneteenth, and everybody needs to know why we need to be celebrating Juneteenth. So just like the song says, none of us are free till all of us are free.
So let's get free.
Yep.
Let's get free, y'all.
Amen.
Thank you so
much.
Enter tuba solo.
Absolutely. I know I will be feeling mad free.
I'm going to be feeling mad free. Like a mug. Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, Thomasina, Tom, thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Yancey.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. And you can hear the Selby Avenue Brass Band featuring Thomasina Petras Friday, Juneteenth, 4 p.m. at the Mears Park main stage at this year's Twin Cities Jazz Festival. See y'all there.
Yeah.
I'm going to close out with this tune. It says happy. I'm feeling happy
right
now. All right. It's Jazz 88. Stay tuned.